Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And our first news story during Cybersecurity Awareness Month, the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency is reminding workers and employees to take steps that protect their personal data from increasingly sophisticated scammers and fraudsters. UIA Director Jason Palmer emphasized the importance of being vigilant and knowing how to spot scams targeting unemployment accounts. The agency recommends changing passwords regularly, using strong combinations, verifying communications directly with UIA, monitoring bank and account activity for suspicious actions, deleting unknown apps, and prompting installing security updates. UIA actively monitors benefit claims for fraud and collaborates with state and federal law enforcement, as well as national partners to prosecute criminals. Since March of 2020, over 160 suspects have faced charges for unemployment fraud, with more than 100 sentenced to prison and ordered to pay restitution. Additionally, resources, including a claimant roadmap, legal advocacy, federal worker support, employer guidelines, and a new AI-powered chatbot, are available to help Michigan residents navigate and secure the unemployment system. And a pop-up food pantry will take place at Pigeon River Church, located at 7120 Geiger Road in Pigeon, on Saturday, November 1st, 2025. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and is open to residents in need of food assistance. The distribution is part of an ongoing effort to support Huron County families experiencing food insecurities. And families across Michigan's Thumb, Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties are facing challenges with food access due to federal disruptions and SNAP benefits. But there are still many resources available to help stretch household food dollars and keep healthy meals on the table. Local emergency food assistance, you can call 211 anytime to get connected with food pantries and nutrition services in your area. Thumb blessing boxes are discreetly placed in communities throughout Huron and Tuscola counties, offering basic needs and food items. Take what you need, leave what you can. The Tuscola Community Connections app provides easy mobile access to food pantry locations, housing help, health services, and more. MI Bridges is the hub for applying for food help, including SNAP and WIC, due to ongoing federal shutdown. November 2025 SNAP benefits will not be added to EBT cards, but any remaining funds are still usable. School and Medicaid supports. All schools serve free breakfast and lunch for students. Ask about weekend backpack food programs and in-school pantries. With Thanksgiving approaching, Huron County 4-H is organizing its annual food and personal care donation drive to support Thumb's blessing boxes throughout the county. Donations will be accepted November 3rd through the 26th at the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe, located at 690 North Port Crescent Street. Items may be dropped off Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., including over the noon hour. The office will be closed on Veterans Day, November 11th, and Thanksgiving Day, November 27th and the 28th. Organizers encourage 4-H families and clubs to donate non-expired food or hygiene items to help local residents in need. Participants are advised not to leave donations after hours and avoid liquids that could freeze or leak. And in our national news, President Trump has said he will not seek a third term in office. He acknowledged the Constitution's limit during a press event. The announcement follows months of speculation. Some supporters had urged him to run again. Legal experts say the law is clear on presidential terms. Trump says he will focus on other priorities after his current term. Also, in the U.S. Energy Department reports a significant drawdown in crude oil inventories this month. Oil prices have risen on the news. Markets are hopeful about meeting between U.S. and Chinese leaders. Industry analysts predict further price swings ahead. Energy policy will be a major topic at the meeting. Both governments want to see volatility in global oil markets. And in our international news, the trial for the accused assassin of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is underway. The assassination shocked the nation last year. The suspect used a homemade gun in the attack. Security procedures have since come under review. The court is drawing major public and media attention. Final arguments are expected later this week. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net.